And if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are, what? What does it say? Restore such a one in the spirit of, what? Or meekness, considering thyself, lest thou be tempted. How many want to bring a restoration to the city and to the nation and to different people? How many want to restore the kingdom of God and put things back the way they should? Well, the problem is it says, ye who are what? What kind of people get the job done? Didn't say carnal people. Didn't say people that knew a lot. But it said, ye who are what? Spiritual one can get it done. And don't be afraid of spirituality. Not by might, nor by power, but by my what? What will get the job done? Spirit. And everybody wants to restore the kingdom of God upon the earth, but nobody wants to get spiritual. And God said, listen, it ain't going to happen until it says, ye who are what? Can get the job done. So you can be spiritual and do everything that God wants you to do. Well, I guess that means us. I guess that means us, doesn't it? That means the one that prophesies, the one that believes in the Holy Ghost, the one that goes for Holy Ghost demonstrations, you qualify to have the ministry of restoration. You're not going to restore anything when you refuse to be spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in words, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Ghost teaches. Don't nobody want to hear nothing people got to say? We want to hear that which the Holy Ghost. We want to hear the teaching, what the Holy Ghost has to say. We don't have to be stuck with Dr. Know-it-all. Dr. Know-it-all but can do nothing. Dr. Know-it-all but know not Jesus. Nor his works, nor his power, nor his manifestation. Which things also we speak, not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with what? But the natural man. The natural man receiveth not. Receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You got to get saved to get in on this thing. You got to be born again before you understand this God thing. For the natural man can't conceive the things of God, for they are spiritual things. But, you know, some other people come in here and say, all that running around, all that jumping, hollering, screaming, and the speaking in tongues, that's just silly. To the natural man, they appear to be foolishness. But God looks at the spiritual things. He said, don't worry about it. It's for the spiritual people. It's a God thing you wouldn't understand. Do you know you're in on a God thing that other people wouldn't understand? God will deal with spirit, spirit to spirit, heart to heart. He's not dealing in the flesh. He's dealing in the realm of the spirit. So we didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. And tonight, if you're saved, how many of you are saved and glad about it? How many of you have been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and filled with the Holy Ghost? Anybody been there? Well, guess what? Therefore, we can speak to you not with the wisdom of this world, nor the wisdom of man, but we can speak to you as the Holy Ghost teaches. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God has to say. Spiritual things compare it unto spiritual things. Let's get heavenly minded. I'm ready to bust out. I've been investing in this thing. I'm ready to turn spiritual. I am serious about it. I want to see the things that Jesus said would manifest. We're talking about not being afraid of the spiritual man abiding on the inside of it. Say, let it out. In the 80s, early 80s, they had the devil said, we need to come out of the closet. Every little freak was coming out of closets, climbing up out of caves. I mean, every parade you saw, I mean, you saw stuff you ain't never seen before. Somebody said, it ain't going to be in the closet no more. Well, it's time for the Holy Ghost that abides on the inside of us. That spiritual side that God's been speaking about. It's time for you to come on up out of the closet. You are not the same. You are a new creature created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Don't be afraid to get spiritual. You can't do nothing with the world acting like the world. You got to act like Jesus. Jesus came down here and got the job done. He acted like God, and God got the job done. He didn't come down and hold an election. He came down and kicked devil booty. Yes, he did. He cast out devils, raised the dead, healed the sick, preached the word of God, rebuked the Pharisees, taught things with revelation knowledge of the which they've never heard before. He didn't come down here and act like everybody else. He acted like what was on the inside of you. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. And they need to know that I'm of a kingdom that's not of this world. And it carries great authority. And I can't change you when I'm trying to be just like you. But if I start to act like Jesus, Jesus will change it all. It's time to get spiritual. This sounds like a job for the Holy Ghost. I mean, every once in a while you need to snap, but you need to know which way to snap. See, people don't know which way to snap. I mean, they snap and get carnal. That ain't going to do nothing. That's not going to do nothing. But we saints, we need to learn how to snap the God way. When the rough get rough and the times get rough and the goings get tough, you need to just snap and bust wide open. And when you bust wide open, I tell you what needs to be standing, but not your anger, your frustration, your rage, or your fear, but the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that abides on the inside. You need to let the world know when the world comes against you and the devil tries to tempt you and things start to happen. So you better back off. I'm about to bust something loose you can't handle. I'm about to get spiritual in this place. Don't let me have to get spiritual in here. For the flesh profiteth nothing. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be. Oh, yes, it will. It's going to move again. It's moved before, and it'll move again. Mountain moving faith. God's telling you how to do it. You've been trying to do it in flesh. You've been trying to do it by the psychologist report. What everybody else thinks. I don't care what you think. I want to know what the Word of God says. And I want to know what God knows. It's the Spirit of God that does it. Let me tell you about something about spiritual people. First of all, spiritual people, it says, which things we also speak not in words of man's wisdom, that man's wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things to spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Carnal people don't receive godly things. They can't discern what the Holy Ghost is doing. Carnal people and people that are not of the Spirit can't get with the program. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. He said, if any man think himself to be a prophet, or spiritual. There used to be a lot of prophets around. I mean, there were prophets every corner. Prophet know this, prophet know that. I mean, there wasn't enough paper to write on all the prophetic words that were going forth. People didn't have enough sense to comb their hair, but they were prophesying the end of the world and everything else. If any man think himself to be a prophet, or even spiritual, let him acknowledge the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Spiritual people, and even prophetic people are rebellious people. In the Bible it says, if anybody thinks themselves to be spiritual or a prophet, let him acknowledge the things that I write unto you. Isn't that amazing? As the commandments of the Lord. But if anybody wants to be ignorant, let them be ignorant. You know how we say when people want to be ignorant, you can try to tell them the truth, but if some people just can't tell anything when they say all that kind of stuff, you know what you say. Mm-hmm. Be ignorant, be ignorant. But if anybody thinks themselves spiritual or prophetic, the Bible says, let them acknowledge, take knowledge of, and take note of the things written, that they are the commandments of the Lord. See, it seems that there are certain people that when they get spiritual, they get so spiritual that they turn into troublemakers. Anybody seen it? Listen to this. Spiritual people honor the word of God. One. First thing you can discern from a spiritual person is they honor a word of God. They are not flaky-based. They are word-based. A spiritual person is not a flake. There is someone that's rooted and grounded in the word of God. The Bible says, thy word is spirit and life. Well, listen, the word of God is what? Spirit and what? Life. Didn't Jesus say that? For my word is spirit and life. So if you want to be spiritual, what do you need to get a lot of? The word of God. So one thing about truly spiritual people, they are word-based. They don't have a problem hearing the word of God, hearing the message of God, hearing prophetic messages. They can hear something taught or something written in the word of God, and they can say, hey, that is the Holy Ghost, and I can acknowledge that. That's something that spiritual people do. Spiritual people don't turn down the local church. They build up the local church. Isn't it amazing you get some people that are so spiritual? Well, they're probably spiritual, but maybe not with the right type of spirit. Well, if it's filled with the spirit of the Holy Ghost, what is it going to do? It's going to build up the local church. Spiritual people don't tear down the local church. They build it up. They are not troublemakers. They are peacemakers. We're talking about spiritual people. People, we can get crazy sometimes. And it seems like the ones that try to be the most spiritual, or the most diversely, or the ones that are directly opposed to the things of God and to what God's trying to do. So it says right here, those that are spiritual or prophetic, they will acknowledge, let them acknowledge the things which we write unto you. Let them, first of all, acknowledge the word. So spiritual people are word-based. They're not going to come out of the sky someplace with something that you can't find in the Bible. They are word-based, for the Bible says, my word is spirit and life. Somebody say, if you get too much of the word of God, you'll go dry. Oh, no, you won't. The Bible says, my word is spirit. You got to have both the Holy Ghost and the word, because you just get up there and get all the word, you'll just get this is dry. You're just ignorant. Jesus is the word. He is the word. I mean, I get a hold of the good word of God, and I just get drunk in the word. He is the word. My word is spirit and life. Everything you need is going to be in the word. And if this joy didn't come out of the word, guess what? I wouldn't want it. If I can't get it out of the Bible, don't want it, don't need it. My word is spirit and life. Another thing. It says, listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12. We're talking about spiritual people. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12. Even so, ye further, for as much as ye are zealous, a spiritual gift, anything spiritual, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Isn't that good? It says if you want, you know, anything from God or anything from the Holy Ghost, it's a gift. Spiritual gifts. Let them excel that they might do what? Look big? Look strong? Be more spiritual than somebody else? What? Why? Why? What do you have that gift from? Let them excel to do what? Did it say edify Jesus? So it said the Holy Ghost made me do it. Jesus made me do it. I couldn't help it. Well, listen. He said Jesus is going to be in the church. So the first thing the Holy Ghost is concerned about is the edifying and the building up of the local church. Why? Why? Because of this reason. When that church comes into its full stature and its full measure, guess what it will become? The active force of Jesus Christ on the earth. Now you will notice that Jesus Christ came and he ascended on high, went up to be with the Father, but before he ascended on high, he gave what to man? He gave gifts to men. He gave them the fivefold ministries. We're talking about spiritual here. We're talking about spiritual. We're talking about how to manifest Jesus on the earth today. Full measure of Jesus on the earth today. He said, but before he ascended, he went up, but before he ascended, he left the gift of the fivefold ministry that they might do what? That they would represent Jesus to the local church for the edifying, the equipping, and the building up of the local church of the saints till they come into the unity of the faith. We're about ready to see something spiritual. I'm tired of hearing wind, just little small winds. I'm ready to feel the big wind of the Holy Ghost. So you got to understand what the fivefold ministry is all about. What the pastor's about. What the prophet's about. What the apostle's about. What the evangelist is all about. What the teacher is all about. They're not about themselves. They're all about the local church. So as they minister the word of God to you, see, God has gifted them with the presence of God, and with the anointing of God, and with the gift of bringing something to pass. And they pour it out on the local body. And when that local body comes into the unity of the faith, you're going to see revival like you've never seen it before. It will be Jesus Christ through the church, through the local church. That's why it says here, if anyone have a gift, let him excel to the edifying of the local church. Jesus is trying to put himself back together again. He's not trying to show off just a little finger over here. The finger's trying to come back together again. What's Jesus trying to do? He's trying to put the body of Christ back together again. Not just trying to make you shine all by yourself. Everybody thinks their little tongue, their little gift, their little bit that they have to offer. It's put whatever God gives you, he's given it to bring the body of Christ back together that he might edify. And when the body of Christ comes together again, we can reach the world. And we can win it for Jesus Christ. So it says, ye that are zealous for spiritual gifts. Didn't say don't be zealous for a TV ministry. Didn't say be zealous for a big offering. Didn't say be zealous for fame and fortune. But it said be zealous to excel the body of Christ. Why? Because if you edify the body of Christ and build up the body of Christ, pretty soon you're going to see Jesus in manifestation. Jesus is wrapped up in this room. And we get ourselves together, we're going to see the same works that he saw. Greater works you'll do. And it's taken us this long to get that far. So now you understand why spiritual people, they know what God's trying to do. Trying to bring things together. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. It says, but our brethren could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, and not with me, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Well, there's a little nugget in there that I want to tell you. Does God expect you to walk like men? What kind of category did he put that in there? Carnal. Carnality. He says, you're just walking like everybody else. He says, when you have all these other things, carnality, when you have envy and strife and division and all these things, you're just like everybody else. Don't you walk just like men? God doesn't want us to just get along. God wants us to be in the spirit of the Holy Ghost and to go beyond what the natural man can do. Many people are trying to form the church so the church can be just a smart business entity. Well, God's not into a smart business, little tight-knit mechanical mechanism machine that can rule the world. He doesn't want us to act like men. He wants us to act like spirit, to act like God, the active force of God on the earth today, collectively. He says, when you see these things, are you not just as men? God wants us to be spiritual. Are you seeing that? But where these things are among you, you are no better than anybody else. You ain't spiritual. If you got envy going on, strife and all this other stuff, you are not spiritual. Spiritual means up there in the Spirit of God. You're not affected by the things of the world. You can be sanctified. You can get to the point. It is true. You know, you can listen to a bunch of crazy people tell you a bunch of mess, and you can get caught up in that stuff too. Somebody told me you can't be saved and you can't be sanctified. You will always be tempted to sin. That is a lie from the pit of hell. It is. You can be sanctified to where the things of this world don't become attractive anymore. You can get the world stuff out of your diet. You can eat some healthy food. You ever ate healthy food and the nasty junk food, when you try to eat it, just doesn't taste good anymore? It'll make you sick. But don't you know, saints, you can live like that today, to where the things of this world do not become attractive anymore? To where the world has no place in you? These are the kind of people that God's trying. See, we think it's just natural. Oh, we all just fuss and carry on. No, God wants spiritual men. Spiritual men get the job done. Say, ye are spiritual. Ye who are spiritual, restore such a one. But see, we got a bunch of carnal people and carnal churches that walk like men, trying to restore the world and wonder why nothing gets done. Carnal people can't walk in love. Spiritual people can walk in love. And spirituality is a gift from God that we decide to die to ourselves. Amen. To become all that God wants us to do. It's a supernatural thing. And we got to believe it and walk in it. It's a gift. The world, we got to save the world. We got to win the world for Jesus Christ. And we got to make a difference. But the Bible says, ye who are spiritual. Is anybody spiritual out there that can restore the world? I've seen many people get together. We're going to all get together. We got a plan. A plan in the hand of man ain't nothing. But a plan in the heart of the Spirit of man makes a difference. The anointing of God breaks the yoke. Amen? The anointing destroys the yoke. For when you see these things, are you yet carnal? So you can't, listen, church, we're not going to win anything when we can't get along. You're not going to restore anything. Not going to restore your city? I mean, it's not like you can get out there and preach and deliver and cast out devils, then 2 days later, ready to rip everybody's heads off. We got to get beyond it, say, I don't got time for that anymore. The carnal man can't get anything done. It's the spiritual man that can get something done. And I've got to stay in the spirit that I might be able to restore others. The restoration anointing won't work in people that decide to stay in carnality. You want to get something done, decide to be like Jesus. Just try to walk in it. Just try to walk in it. Some people don't even try. I don't believe all that. Try! Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all what? What? How are we blessed? With what? And the carnal man can't do what? Carnal man can't touch spirit. It can't receive the spirit. It can't receive the spiritual things of God or the spiritual word of God. Now, if we're blessed with all spiritual blessings, that means that if every blessing comes to us through the spirit, what does that mean? We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in where? In what kind of places? Heavenly places. Well, you need to get to where you're blessed at. You need to go to the place where you got some favor. You need to go to a place where you got favor. God says you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Well, thank God he's given you a new heart, a new spirit, and a new mind that you might be able to abide and live in the realm of the spirit, where you're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be what? What should we be? And what? Before him. Here it is in verse 3. who have chosen us before in the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Wow. Now see, many times we just read that with our little crazy religious minds and missed the whole point. And trying to find out what the Holy Ghost is trying to tell us and what God is trying to set up in us. Holy is holy. Holy is holy. Spiritual is spiritual. Heavenly is heavenly. This is not a fairy tale. You're not reading a never-ending story. You're not reading about Rapunzel and Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. You're talking about reality. You're talking about someone, when God said you shall become a new creation, he meant you're going to become a new creation and that you are blessed in heavenly places and there is a heavenly place and that you should be holy as Jesus was holy. And without blame. Holy. Only something that God can do. That means set apart a holy thing. Not just the church holy. Not just the Ark of the Covenant holy. But you shall be holy. That means don't touch it, devil. That means purified, clean, consecrated, set apart for God. That means canonized, holy. For you to walk holy in the earth today, that's a supernatural manifestation. I'm not talking about acting holy. I'm talking about being holy. Holy man. Saints. Holy. See, this is what you need to know about. See, we got a lot of people that don't know nothing about holiness today. But I want you to know it's either holiness or hell, whether you want to hear it or not. Poke somebody inside and say, holiness or hell? That we should be holy and without blame before him in what? In love. We ain't got no time to be playing no crazy games. Holy people don't got no time to be fussing and fighting and carrying on and acting crazy. So I said, if I was still carnal, I'd have to jump on that. But thank God I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm way above this. I'm not going to stoop myself down to get in that mess. I'm in heavenly places. I'm not affected by small things. I'm blessed in spiritual places. It says, a most holy thing, a saint. Glory to God. That word holy means a most holy consecrated. Consecrated. Set apart. Sparkling clean, whiter than snow. Something that only God can do. The blood of Jesus cleanses us and makes us whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. Not Jesus coming back for a church without spot nor wrinkle. The Holy Ghost burns in us and purifies us and makes us whiter than snow. Saint, most holy thing. Somebody say, watch out, that's one of them saints. Problem is we got too many ain'ts. A sinning saint is an ain't. Now go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Ye are also lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. And what kind of priesthood? To offer up what kind of sacrifices? Sacrifices acceptable to God by who? What words do you see there? 1 Peter chapter 2, ye are lively stones, that means living stones, are built up a spiritual house, not just any kind of house, not just any kind of building, but a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And then we go right back, amen, to chapter Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Come and drink this living water. Hallelujah. Those that drink will never thirst again. Glory to God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, handangi ste ta ta le broto ba standi katali rotabaha stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hanani kamba shiba hebrustalaha. Bring it to ustala beridis samaha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody stand. Holler, God's ready to fix some things. He's ready to put his foot down. He's about to fill you with the Holy Ghost, fill the body of Christ with the Holy Ghost, and he's about to put his foot down on your community, foot down on your situation. Somebody say, praise God, praise God. He's going to promote the church and fill it with his glory that they might put their foot on the devil's neck. Amen. Somebody say, put the devil under your feet. Somebody say, praise God. We're about to wrap ourselves up in the promises of God. Amen. And become the strong foot of God. Amen. To keep the devil under. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep the devil under. Say, God's about to put the devil under my feet. Somebody say, praise. Somebody say, put your foot down, God. Enough, devil. Put your foot down, God. Hallelujah. Watch the Holy Ghost. Watch the Holy Ghost. Watch the Holy Ghost. Watch the Holy Ghost. When God starts talking about spirit, he starts talking about business. Amen. Everything he does it by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I prophesy to you by the Spirit of God. I seen the foot of God say, that's enough. And God's put his foot down. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can expect him to stand. So you just stand. Somebody say, stand therefore. Hallelujah. Somebody say, why are you standing? Because I'm the foot of God. Hallelujah. Plant me beside the rivers of water. Amen. High and high in the high, I shall not be moved. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. There's a supernatural force of faith about to abide within you to cause you to stand up in anything in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You're going to have to do it, God. People don't understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth and the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time to put the armor on. I say this right now. Now, many people say, you don't need to go putting on no armor. The Bible wouldn't tell you to put it on if you didn't have the ability to take it off. That's a lie from the pit of hell. People better watch what they're saying. God's had enough of that mess. People just coming up with all kind of crazy stuff and just speaking this and speaking that. You better speak the things of God. We don't speak the things of the wisdom of the world, but we speak those things which the Holy Ghost teaches. Time to put on the full armor of God and keep it on. Amen. Keep it on. Keep it on. Don't ever take it off. Somebody say, praise God. These are the last and the evil days. And we got to have our mind together, our heart together, and our anointing on. Somebody say, amen. There's a war going on. If you're going to win, you need the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. I command you by the Holy Ghost to do these things. I command you by the Holy Ghost to do these things. And the Bible says this right here, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Somebody say, in the Spirit. Somebody say, so you put on the armor of God all around you, amen, and you pray in the Holy Ghost. And something happens when you pray in the Spirit. You build yourself up in the most holy faith. Somebody say, don't stop praying. And it says, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. So I say, get your armor on and pray for the saints. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, people don't even know they're in war yet. People don't even know they're in war yet. Amen. It said, listen, these are the last and evil days, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. It's time we start to pray for all saints. See, some of you people want to go back and live the same way you lived last week. God says, oh, no, you can step up tonight. You can step up tonight. You can have a new life tonight. You can have new power tonight, new anointing tonight. You know, every word I hear from the Holy Ghost, it changes my life and it makes a difference immediately. I don't have to wait a year. I walk in it right away. You don't have to wait. You can walk in this right away. It's a way out. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. As soon as you know it, as soon as you receive it, don't stay the same. Don't wait. Don't put off tomorrow what you should do today. Make up in your mind you're going to be spiritual. Glory to God. You're not afraid to stand up no matter what the devil says, no matter how many fall away. Somebody say amen. No matter who talks about you, amen. No matter how much time it takes, no matter what you have to sacrifice, you need a spiritual sacrifice.